Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales and marketing coach and business development expert. I've been known as the queen of compassion-based selling because, well, selling is all about supporting, not convincing. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in learning a simple technique or mindset shift that makes it easier to get clients, but inspiration that happens as we get to peer through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after, well, over 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing potential clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to intuitively sense the emotional struggles that her clients are experiencing so that she can accurately support and empower them. So I am super excited to introduce Denise Lynn Morrison. Now, Denise is a personal development coach who has a solid background in the health, wellness, and fitness spaces. And her passion is to support high-achieving professional women who are done burning the candle at both ends. Denise has a doctorate in physical therapy and is certified in health, life, and trauma-informed coaching. And she firmly believes that everyone has within them the power to design the life they want. So I'm super excited to introduce Denise Lynn Morrison. Well, welcome, Denise. I'm so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you, Wendy. I'm excited to be here too.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping those busy, high-achieving professional women who are, you know, climbing that corporate ladder or running a solid business, but they're doing it at what cost? And instead to create the lives that they love. So I can't wait to hear more about this and the work that you're now doing.
Thank you.
So Denise, always top of mind question for me is exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own business?
Ooh, great question. Well, because of my certifications and expertise and how I was found in life by a bunch of friends, they invited me to be part of their fitness multi-level marketing company. And I thought, okay, I could do this. And soon I realized that I was working so many long hours, spending a ton of money and making about $14 a sale on each client.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
And yeah, it was a struggle. And I thought to myself, okay, I have to follow everyone else's rules and do it their way. And I was like, this is out of alignment with me as a healthcare professional, licensed, and all this experience. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go do this on my own because I have these tools and experiences already. So that was that.
Nice. Yeah. Well, I love that in terms of just realizing, hey, this is what I like to do, but not at the cost of my entire well-being. And so just realizing that, hey, you know what? I can spread my wings and do it my way and be much more successful. So yeah, I love that. That's the true entrepreneurial spirit. So how long have you had your own coaching practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved over the course of time?
Oh gosh. Yeah. So I started in 2006 and I was living in Australia at the time, and I was using tools like hypnosis and timeline therapy. And I was an NLP, neuro-linguistic programming trained coach. Yeah. Right. And so I was actually coaching clients in a private practice, just as if, you know, just like a doctor would. And, we eventually moved back to the United States because I had a family member that wasn't very healthy. So we came back and I realized, wait a minute, coaching's not a big thing here. And it wasn't so widely accepted. So in the meantime, I went back to work as a physical therapist, and I thought, let me do some other coaching certifications to see what it's like here in the States. And I soon realized that there were a lot of promises for, hey, you got your coaching certification, just go show up on social media and you'll make 10K months.
Right. Yes. Yeah. I've seen those, heard of those. And it's kind of a wild goose chase.
And but the clients that I did create and find through social media and from referrals, because I have a big mouth and a big network. And so I was coaching everyone on the phone. And then eventually we got Zoom. And so that helped me change my entire process, because I could now bring in not only coaching, but yoga and other fitness, health related physical therapy. Yeah. Because it was like, I could coach them. Yeah, exactly. So that was pretty cool. Zoom. So yeah, that's how it's changed.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No, that's awesome in terms of just staying with your main passion and within kind of the guidelines of what you feel is bringing you that sense of satisfaction and fulfillment while also making that difference. So yeah, I love that. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way besides moving from Australia to the States and starting basically over, which is not easy? And like you said, the whole coaching, okay, we're okay with investing in money for our athletes to have coaches.
Oh, right.
But in the personal and wellness space or professional space, it's not necessarily the norm yet. It's getting there. Right. But are there other challenges besides just that kind of educational component?
Well, hilarious. Being a highly sensitive person, introverted, the fact that I had to start showing up online and posting and doing video and having my own channel, so to speak, that was really odd. It took me a while to get out of hiding behind, so to speak, and that identity of being a healthcare professional that I was salaried. That was an interesting switch too. And then, of course, my family and friends were like, "What is she doing on social media? What is going on? Who is this person?"
So Denise has lost her mind.
Yes. So now they know I've completely lost my mind and I'm out there sharing my resources and tools and heart and soul with the world. So that was probably the biggest thing, because, and then showing up online, the imposter syndrome, crept in, like, I'm not Madonna. I'm not like, Marie Forleo or whoever else. Like, so that was really wild.
Those inner gremlins, they do tend to start getting loud. Those moments and make question the fact that, let's see, I do have a full career here and something that I'm really an expert at, but right now I'm feeling like an imposter. It's like, what?
Oh my God. Yes.
And that is so common. You are definitely not alone in that kind of a situation where, because you're, like you said, you went from a salaried healthcare professional, kind of living within the norms of societal expectations, to now you've broken out of the mold willingly, because you knew that you could do it. You could make a bigger impact in a way that was more in alignment, but then it puts you into unknown territory. So that's when those little gremlins start speaking up. So what did you, I'm just curious, maybe you can share just a technique that you utilized to overcome that feeling of I'm naturally not wanting to be that visible, and now I'm having to be more visible. Did you rely on a technique or something that you might be able to share that allowed you to go ahead and be more front and center?
Yes. So having been trained in neuro-linguistic programming back when I was living in Australia, I found other coaches here that were of the same lineage of coaches, so to speak. Like, we're all part of the same family. And I hired them to help me basically change my mindset and kind of, you know, up level me. And so we did a lot of hypnosis. We did timeline therapy. We worked on releasing my limiting beliefs and negative emotions and old stories and old habits and old patterns. And truly, like, that process helped me to, like, become a different me. And it's, you know, and I feel like I need another turnaround with them, because every time I do something new in my business, I'm like, okay, I need to clean up again.
Well, it's an evolution process. It's not one and done.
Oh, I know. I know.
Yeah, but no, I appreciate that. That is great insight in terms of it's not just a matter of writing down two or three affirmations to say to ourselves, although that is important, but it's not easy to step into a different iteration of yourself. Hence the work that you do, right? Needing a coach in order to support others.
Right.
It's not, and we'll get into this in a minute. It's not a matter of just going to AI and saying, design for me a three-step process that's going to help me to blank. You know, it's because it is that more, it is a deeper level of work that needs to be done. So, and like I said, I'm going to be curious to get your insights and perspectives on AI in just a minute. But before we do that, and you're obviously an expert at supporting these high achieving professional women to really create those lives of fulfillment instead of burnout. But I am curious, how do you feel about the sales and marketing part of being in business? Now, this might feel like a very different skill set. So do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of creating a successful business?
Along the way, heck yeah. I felt like a foreigner in a strange
land. Most people are born with these skills, definitely. So, well, is there some aspect of it that I can provide you with a little bit of laser coaching around? One of your top challenges or frustrations, if we could drop the needle.
Oh my gosh. Well, I just said this in a networking group with a bunch of other professionals with different backgrounds like me. And I said, it's been so difficult narrowing down for the online space what it is that I exactly do and who do I speak to, because I've been trained to treat and work with anybody that walks in the door at any time, whether you're 2 or 102.
Right.
And narrowing it down, that's been.
Yeah. No, yeah. That is definitely one of those big foundational building blocks, right? That allows you to clearly attract then those people that would most benefit from the work that you do. Because it's interesting in that you say that from your perspective within the healthcare industry, like you said, you're trained to be able to support from infant to hospice, basically the whole life cycle based on the physiology and the biometrics and all of this. But when we're talking about supporting people through not specifically clinical type processes, now it becomes more of a clarity from your potential clients in terms of, do you have what I'm looking for?
Right.
And the thing is, it's interesting about the coaching space is that oftentimes, and you alluded to this at the beginning, people don't realize they need a coach.
Right.
You haven't even ventured down that avenue.
No.
So having that message about what you do and who you serve is the cornerstone to building a successful business. So, well, I'd be happy to provide you with a little bit of insight around that if you'd like.
Please, sure.
Yeah. Okay, so one of the easiest things to do in creating, in narrowing down who it is you serve, and the reason this supports you and your potential clients is because it allows them to quickly understand that what you do and the work that you your process and the outcomes of your work is really what they are looking for, and that attracts them to you.
Yes.
So there are two really, really critical things to just kind of laser down into this. One is choose a type of person that you personally resonate the most with. And like you've already said, these busy, high achieving mm-hmm. professional women. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we've got that. Mm-hmm. Now, secondly, when it comes to the work that you do, what is it that they are currently experiencing that are words that they're already thinking in their head about their life mm-hmm. that are the things that you solve? And so you said burnout and, mm-hmm. you know, feeling like they're burning the candle at both ends. Mm-hmm. So when you talk about your profession, you stay really linked to then all those things that come with that.
Yeah.
Area of their experience of life and really keep it lasered in terms of those related areas. So burning the candle at both ends, mm-hmm. what do they currently experience? Exhaustion, a feeling of hopelessness, maybe feeling trapped, not mm-hmm. wanting to sacrifice their career mm-hmm. for, you know, personal care, right? We can't all just take a spa week every other week to, you know, okay, let's solve burnout by taking 3 weeks off. Can't do that.
Right.
You know, because they're high achieving professionals. So the things that resonate most with them are, okay, how do I achieve more energy, clarity and productivity without sacrificing my responsibilities and work demands.
Yes. Yep.
And so those are, you know, now we're lasering into what they're afraid of might get sacrificed if they take time to really even address burning the candle at both ends, because it's almost like in the States anyway, yeah. Oh, being super busy means you're successful.
Right. Right.
And so if I'm not super busy, then people are going to think that I'm not successful.
Mm-hmm.
So it all starts with meeting people where they're at mm-hmm. versus talking about more advanced awarenesses. And so that's like the second component, is always staying connected with their real life experiences, struggles, frustrations, and fears.
Mm.
When you're creating any sort of marketing messaging or opportunities for them to learn more about you.
Yes.
So hopefully those things have landed for you a bit and given you a little bit of clarity in terms of narrowing down your messaging.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yes. Yes.
That resonates and will create that sense of, oh my gosh, I need to talk to Denise. She yeah. has what I have been struggling with. She has a solution for what exactly I've been struggling with. So
yep.
that level of clarity then happens. So.
No, thank you. I love that. Yes. Thank yeah, you.
Great. I'll be excited to hear how that kind of actually unfolds then when, you know, you're thinking through some, you know, next step. I call it, it's always like a pathway or a journey that you're leading your potential clients down when they, you know, from discovery to client.
So right.
It'll be right. exciting to hear how that all unfolds for you. So, and like yeah. I referenced earlier, you know, one of the things that has been percolating up a lot is artificial intelligence as the go-to resource for so many people in solving everything from how to get my kid to eat broccoli to how do I lose 10 pounds to how do I write a love letter to, you know, all these things that are now at a more advanced level than just going to Google, because we can get customized
right.
responses. We can really tailor the output to our own unique situation. Mm. Now, that's maybe accurate for certain things and maybe not so accurate when it comes to things like the work that you do in terms of supporting women to solve mm-hmm. that burning the candle at both ends syndrome.
Right.
You know, so I'd love to hear your thoughts about artificial intelligence as it relates to the deeper inner work and the individual nuances that your coaching provides. So can you provide some reflection on the validity of tapping into AI to support these busy women professionals?
Can I grunt and groan first?
Be my guest.
Well, I mean, it's frightening that, I mean, because I, in my whole years of practicing in all my ways, in all my careers, I would say to my patients and clients, but they don't know you specifically. That answer might not exactly be like for you. And even though we can get so very customized, but not everything is a to-do list. Not everything is for just the mind. Mm-hmm. And I mean,
or just the body, right? You know?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Like do 10 breaths and you'll bring down your heart rate. It's not that simple.
No, or I mean, I will actually have clients. I will have clients come to me, you know, or create new clients for myself because they've gone and done something that they thought was a quick fix. And surprisingly, it didn't work. And it drives me insane. So that's why, like, I offer, let's do a free coaching session just to see what's what. But
Right.
Like, the human being is so much more intricate with all of our processes than a computer can exactly know. And unless say if a client was like, no, thanks, I'm not going to work with you. And she tries to go through AI to figure out like how to rid herself of limiting beliefs. I can't imagine it's going to go so deep as to figure out what was the root cause
right.
and the significant emotional event that, that led to
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Well, and like we talked about, you know, your zones of genius, intuition, empath, the ability to see things through the other person's perspectives, that is something that is so far beyond what AI can even come close to. Thank goodness, right?
Right, and right.
That level of just seeing through what people are experiencing to get to the core of what the cause is. That right. is creating that need to over deliver, you know, for a professional woman that is in that state of burning the candles at both ends just to hold everything together. Right. You know, it does not just come down to a checklist of 10 things to do every day.
No. Sarcasm, no.
Yeah. Well, I kind of thought that was your perspective on that, but I thought I would check in. You never know, you know, in terms of,
I mean,
oh no, it's super easy. It just blah, 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 blah. But no, it's not that easy. Not that easy. Well, Denise, I am so curious. Can you just give a few more specifics in terms of how you do work with those busy professional, high achieving women who want to finally have a life that they love and enjoy on a daily basis? Can you share just a few more specifics about your philosophy or your approach?
Sure. Yes. Well, I come from a place where I believe that these women are itching to be seen and heard and witnessed for who they are and what they want deep down inside. But because they've gotten swept up in these careers that keep them going and moving so fast and so busy that they don't speak up, they don't get heard, they aren't actually hearing or feeling themselves and experiencing like a lot of the symptoms of burnout and stress and exhaustion and, you know, reaching for snacks and, you know, going for the cravings come in. So I take them between, you know, a 6-week and a 12-week program to get to the root cause. Like I said before, the real significant emotional events that started this pattern of going, busy, 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 and how to help them jump out of that. And so I dive deep in with them and, you know, figure out what habits do they have that are unhealthy, what thought processes, what self-talk, what daily behaviors, things that they, as I say to my clients, like, they're inside their own pill bottle and I can read the label clearly and they're in there going, shaking all around. So,
Right. I love that analogy. You
yeah,
cannot
because
see. Yeah, those are blind spots. I talked about that. You
yep.
are great. You have that X-ray vision too, to being able to see people's blind spots in terms of they're inside and can't read the label. I love that.
Well, yeah, and you know, so many of us, I've been there, stuck inside your story, inside your head, and you're carrying out a life on a well-worn track, but you don't know how to get out of it. And as long as you're willing and know that, okay, I need to stop this, then you're coachable. But yeah, I start to, with all my assessments, and I have the checklist and all that stuff too, but helping them
sure.
with the finer details. Yeah.
Checklists are definitely, and action steps are definitely important if they're on point.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love that. So you work, it sounds like, one-on-one,
yes,
currently with people,
yes,
and really deciphering and getting below the surface so that they can then fully live that life that is one that's fulfilling and meaningful. Yeah, I love that. Well, so how can listeners learn more about you and this powerful work you're doing, Denise?
Well, I am everywhere, except for Twitter. So
okay.
Social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok for fun. But yeah, my website is deniselynnmorrison.com. Very simple. And my blogs, my resources are all on there that you can take a peek. You can even schedule a call with me just to chat, like just to have someone hear you and your story so that, you know, with a loving, kind listening ear to go, okay, maybe there's a little gap there where there's something you're not seeing.
Okay. Fantastic. So that's Denise Lynn Morrison, two N's, two R's. For our listeners, just look in the show notes and you'll find the link to her website as well as all of her social media channels. So, well, Denise, you have already shared just so many golden nuggets of wisdom. But if I could tap on you one last time.
Yes.
In looking at your own experience in building your business, and my gosh, you have taken going from another country to this country. So it's been quite the pathway, quite the trajectory. What's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have even started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Well,
words of wisdom that you can share.
Yes. Well, the science gal in me says, do your research, ask around, take your time before like investing or setting up, you know, some sort of process until you really get to know somebody. And this is coming from a place of where I've listened without trusting my gut. And so, you know, believing in things that were too good to be true. So trusting your gut, doing the research, but inside of you, if you have this passion and if you are willing to follow that passion and put yourself out there to impact the world, it will be meaningful. And we all need everyone and their beautiful, unique gifts to impact the world in whatever way you can. So go for it and have a collection of like-minded coaches or accountability partners to keep you held up when you feel like quitting. That's for sure.
Right. Oh, that's all powerful. Such powerful advice, just in terms of, okay, do some research, market research. Let's check out the facts, and then also honor that calling, that passion, that sense of, I can make a difference. What I know is going to and can make such a significant difference to those around me and beyond. So I just love all that you've shared and the importance of shoring yourself up with others that have either been down the path or know what you're going through.
Yes.
Because sometimes our trusted circle of family and friends who knew us from a previous iteration aren't necessarily going to say, all systems go, You know, they're going to say, what the heck are you doing? So to seek the advice and support of those that have already walked the path in front of you, that's all powerful, powerful wisdom. Thank you so much, Denise. I appreciate you sharing that.
Oh, my pleasure.
It's just been so great hearing about your journey from being a seasoned healthcare professional to this impactful work that you're now doing as a personal development coach, where you're helping professional women to truly create the lives that they absolutely love. So I've really enjoyed our conversation. And I just want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Denise Morrison through her website as well as her social media channels. Her website is deniselynmorrison.com. Again, look in the show notes for the links to her social platforms as well as her website. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of what I call compassion-based selling. Because when you fully supported your potential clients' decision-making process by providing them with everything they need to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great, that makes everything way easier. So are you 100% confident that you're fully supporting your potential clients? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what you discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Business Development Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Denise Morrison. And as always, here's to your success.